There you are. I've texted and called. I thought we were going shopping. Where were you? Oh, wait. Is something wrong? Are you okay? Now that I think about it, you've been really tense and a little jumpy lately. Whatever it is, you know you could tell me about it, right? We are best buddies. We can talk about anything. I mean, I tell you all about my boyfriend problems, and we talk all the time about your girlfriend problems. Oh, gosh, yeah. I bet that's it, isn't it? Are you bummed about Alicia? I feel terrible, of course you're bummed. The way she broke it off was so brutal. With the cheating and the texting about it? I saw the picture she took. I'm so sorry. Really, that was awful. She was never right for you anyway. I always told you that. She was so jealous of our friendship. She just didn't get that we could be friends without any sexual attraction getting in the way. We're just best buddies. She didn't get that, did she? No, she didn't. So it wouldn't have worked out anyway. We've been this way for so long, for years now. And she had to know about all the times we've gone shopping, and those great presents you've always bought for me, and the phone conversations, and your great foot rubs and back massages, and the just adorable shoes you bought me the other day, and those cute panties. I mean, that's totally normal, right? Friends buy presents for friends. Anyway, that guy she hooked up with? Wow, he was hung, wasn't he? I mean, wow, I really need to look him up. Oh, but, sweetie, I'm sure you are feeling awful. That was what, a month ago? Gosh, that's just about right. That's when you started calling and texting all the time. And I was so busy with Kevin. He had just gotten his big promotion, and we were busy partying and getting into all sorts of trouble. Oh, I feel so bad that I wasn't there when you needed me. Come here. Yeah, give me a hug. It's okay. A good friend hug. There you go. It'll be okay, right? We're still best buddies. Oh! What's that I'm feeling? Is that what I think it is? Oh, but no, I mean, I totally understand. Like, you've been going without any sex for weeks now, but we don't really, I mean, we are just friends, right? That's probably why you've been so tense. Gosh, I've been so silly. Of course that's why you've been so moody and texting me more than usual. You're so horny. But you don't really have any, like, way to release. It's totally okay, I understand. But why don't you just masturbate? Wouldn't that help? Don't you fap all the time? Oh, I think I see. You can't really get it going because you are so down about this Alicia thing. But it seems like it's working just fine right now. You just need some encouragement. Is that what it is? You need a bit of assistance? Well, that's what friends are for, right? To lend a little help when needed. I'll talk you through it, okay? But you have to do what I say. And don't come until I tell you to. Got it? Got it? Say yes, princess, if you've got it. Okay. Good boy. All right, sweetie. Why don't you sit down right there on your couch? I think I can talk you through this. Go ahead and take off your jeans and boxers. I'll sit down over here on this chair. Oh my, that does look like quite a raging hard on. Go ahead, wrap your thumb and finger around it. There you go. Just squeeze it right now. Just a little rubbing. Not too much. Now, rub a bit more. No loop yet. Just squeeze and dry rubbing. Is that a bit of pre-cum I see? That's a good boy. Use your finger to spread that around a bit. There you go. Isn't that great? I think you are feeling better already. Your cheeks are flushed. Your lips are trembling. That's good, right? Are you staring at my legs? Or are you... You naughty boy. I think you could see right up my skirt, can't you? Does that give you some inspiration? Well, you bought these panties for me, right? You should at least get a little peek. Here, you go. Let me spread my knees a little. Is that what you were looking for? These little pink panties? Peeking out from under my skirt? They're so smooth and tight, aren't they? Right there, my little pussy. Go ahead and sneak a little peek. I'll spread my knees just a little, because, well, we are just friends, right? Oh my, I think you were starting to get a little carried away now, aren't you? Is that just the inspiration you were looking for? Remember, don't come until I tell you to. Those are the rules. Good boy. Keep stroking it. Nice and smooth now. Up and down. I think you might need a little loop now. Don't you? Here, let me get up and walk over there to you. I'll kneel down slowly. Right here between your legs. Can you see down my tight little t-shirt? That's the pink bra that you bought me 2 weeks ago. It is so super cute, isn't it? That's a good boy. Keep stroking it. I'm going to lean over. And... Oh my. You're breathing heavy now, aren't you? I'm going to purse my lips. Just like this. Nice and pouty with that lip gloss you bought me. I'm going to brush my hair back over my shoulders. Put my perfectly manicured hands on your knees. Lean over with my lips just inches from the tip of your throbbing hard cock. You are just about to burst, aren't you? I'll purse my sweet little lips. Lean down. And spit right onto the tip of your cock. That should really help now, won't it? Here, let me do that again. I'll run my tongue over my lips. Just to get them nice and wet. I'll give your knees a little squeeze of support, just like friends do. Then I'll bend over and spit a nice big blob of spit right onto the tip of your dick. You keep thrusting up your hips when I'm bending over. Now, you didn't think I was going to, like, put my mouth on your dick, did you? I was just helping out with the lube. I mean, really, we are just friends, right? I think that should be looped up enough. You can really start stroking now. Nice and smooth, up and down. Isn't that great? You are looking awfully flushed. I'm glad that your color is back. I think you must be feeling much better. I'm going to walk back over to the chair here. I don't want to be too close when you pop, you know? Let me stand up, pull my skirt back down a little, turn around, and walk back. Did you just gasp? You didn't come yet, did you? You know you can't come until I tell you to, right? That's part of our deal. I talk you through it, but you have to do what I say. Oh, you were staring at my ass? I see. It does look great in the skirt, doesn't it? Tight little thing. And I bet you can just see my cute little butt sticking out of the bottom from down there on the couch, can't you? Can you see the edge of those pink panties? Here, let me give you a bit more inspiration. I'll just lean over this chair a little. Pull up my skirt. Isn't that nice? Here, I'll put one knee on the chair and look back at you over my shoulder. Just like they do in those pin-up photos. Isn't that super cute? Don't come yet. Slow down if you have to. Remember, you can only come when I tell you to. Got it? Say, yes, princess, if you've got it. Good boy. Keep stroking and staring at my cute ass in these adorable pink panties that you bought me. I'll twitch my hips, just like this. Oh, do you like that? Careful now. Don't come yet. Stay in control. Stroke in nice and slow. I'll twitch them again. There you go. Isn't that cute? I tell you what. I think that it's about time I gave you your little gift. 'Cause that's what friends do, right? They give gifts. Do you know what it is? It's a surprise. And the best part is, you bought it yourself. So I know that you'll love it. I mean, you are like so close to popping right now, aren't you? I can tell that you are just about to burst. That's so great. I know that you will feel so much better once you blow your load. Keep up the stroking now. Nice and smooth. But don't come yet. Let me give you your present. Now, since you are about to come, you need something to blow in. So you don't, like, make a big old mess, right? And I don't see anything around that looks suitable. So, I'm going to stand up, straighten my skirt, look over my shoulder at you, slide my hands up under my skirt, and slowly pull down these little pink panties. Now, no peeking up under my skirt, okay? We're just friends, right? There they are. They dropped right down onto my cute little manicured toes. Okay, let me lean over carefully here. I'll pick these up and drop these sweet little panties right onto your lap. There you go. Wow, I didn't expect your eyes to get so big. You must really appreciate that present. Well, it's just what friends do, right? They give good presents. Go ahead and wrap it around your cock. There you go. Good boy. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to count down from 10, and you get to come when I get to 1, okay? Your dick is just throbbing, isn't it? My panties look so cute wrapped around your cock. Look at that, it's so adorable. Okay, to give you a little final inspiration, I'll turn around and bend over just a little. Is that good? Now, I'm going to straighten my skirt out, because I don't want to show off too much to a friend. I'll just wiggle my hips and pull them down. There we go. I'll just look back over my shoulder and give you a sweet little pout. 10, 9, 8. I'll just swish my hair over to the other side and twitch my ass a little. Is that good? Keep it under control now. You have 7 more to go. 7, 6. Good boy. You are doing a great job. 5, 4. Now I'll turn around and bend over a bit so you can see down my shirt a little. 3. I'll lick my lovely lips. How about that? Isn't this a great lip gloss? So wet and shiny. 2. Ready? Are you ready to pop? Say yes, princess. 1. Pop. Release. Explode into those cute little panties. Good. Good boy. Good job. Now, don't you feel better? Wasn't that great? You look much better. Ready to go shopping? You owe me at least 2 new pairs of cute pink panties.